Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, it's Sparky Pfeiffer, 55 past the hour, sponsored by Young Express. If you're looking for a new job or new career, check him out today at youngexpress.com. Joining us now on The Fan, he is Bill Bender, national writer for The Sporting News. Follow him on Twitter at BillBender92. Talking about that Packers loss against the Vikings. Bill, what was your thoughts about this Packers offense minus Devontae Adams and how they looked against the Minnesota Vikings?
Well, I mean, it's part of not playing in the preseason. That's the great debate. They looked like a team that hadn't played together. And bad tone setter on the drop by Watson right out of the go. You're in a tough place. I mean, for all the complaints I have about the offense, though, I think the bigger concern for me was this was supposed to be a pretty elite defense, and Justin Jefferson was just running free all over the place for our half. So it wasn't as bad as the Saints, still more worried about this year.
Why do you say you're more worried about this year than last year when you did have Devontae Adams last year to kind of help rebound that offense?
That's why. I mean, who's going to be the guy that steps up? And I don't get into, okay, I get it. Like, a lot of people were tweeting out, hey, Devontae Adams had this many receiving yards, all Green Bay had this many passing yards. I don't care about that as much. The Raiders lost too. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, what I do care about is, like, who's going to be that guy? Is it Romeo? Is it Watson? Is it Sammy Watkins? I mean, it can't just be Randall Cobb over the middle on third down. They have to have somebody that they can go to on third and six, third and seven. They really didn't have that. And then you saw the sacks happening. And it can't just be, okay, both tackles are out. The Bears are going to come in with a lot of confidence on Sunday. I still think Green Bay wins the game, but that's not the gimme, like, layup that it used to be.
How serious you take the Vikings as a threat to the Green Bay Packers for this division after now seeing what their new coaching staff has put together in Minnesota?
Well, I mean, Kirk Cousins played well, and Kirk Cousins plays well when receivers are running free, and that's what happened in the first half. They didn't, you know, Green Bay adjusted at halftime. Defense looked pretty good in the second half, better at least. But, I mean, we'll find out Monday. If they can go to Philadelphia and win against Jalen Hurts and that offense and keep building, I think it's not going to be the runaway in the NFC North that it has in years past. But, you know, Green Bay's going to have to take care of business in this game. The schedule does soften a bit with the exception of that Tampa Bay game for the next 6 weeks or so. But it to me was a little bit, it's a little bit different because, you know, Aaron Rodgers is going to have to be better. I'm sure everybody knows that, but the receivers are going to have to grow up fast.
You know, I think that's obviously part of it, but the other part of it too is Matt LaFleur talking about the fact that he didn't feel like they got Aaron Jones and A.J. Dillon involved in the game plan enough necessarily as far as getting them enough touches. Rodgers himself said after the game there was one play where it was supposed to be a run play. He checked out to get Sammy Watkins a throw so he'd have a catch in the game. And that's the great unknown is how many of these run plays that are supposed to be run plays is Rodgers checking out of to try and throw the football?
Yeah, it's interesting to see that because Aaron Jones had a couple nice gainers in the beginning. I think when you read Packers Twitter, that's one of the lead complaints is Aaron Jones isn't getting the ball enough. A.J. Dillon played hard. I think the other thing that bothered me, you know, was you heard at halftime Matt LaFleur talking about the urgency of getting in and out of the huddle. That was a very uninspired performance. You know, maybe getting back to Yari and Jenkins back opens that up. I do think they could find their identity as a power running team with those two running backs and then getting creative with Aaron Jones in the passing game, and that could open things up. But does this team have the patience to do that? That's the big question. And you said it. I don't know how many run plays they're checking out of.
You know, the other thing about this, too, is the defensive side of the ball for the Green Bay Packers. I think coming into the season, everybody thought, okay, top five, top seven defense somewhere in that area. Get after the quarterback with Rashawn Gary and Preston Smith. And Rashawn Gary showed the ability to get to the quarterback a little bit. But I don't think they really pressured Kirk Cousins nearly enough in that game.
they weren't getting home. It was a pretty clean pocket. I don't know what to make of Quay Walker yet. I thought there were some moments, of course, he got hurt, and I hope he gets to play this week. Defensively, a lot of zone coverage. You got to switch that up a little bit when you have a guy just running free. You do have secondary supposed to be a strength, and, yeah, they need to get home a little more often. I think the defense, I would just be worried if this happens again this week, where if they can't get to Justin Fields, or if Justin Fields is breaking contain and the guy like Mooney is running free. Remember when they played last year against the Packers in Lambeau on Sunday night? It got a little weird for a minute, and that would be my concern. If it gets weird early, and we by weird, I mean the Bears are making big plays and scoring touchdowns, then it could get a little anxious.
The one thing I didn't understand about this whole thing is Matt LaFleur's insistence on saying, well, what did you want us to do? Change the defense and just play man? Well, no, you play matchup zone. Let Jair just be in man-to-man coverage wherever Jefferson goes, and the rest, everybody else plays zone in that deal. It's kind of like the football version of a box and one in basketball. I would have thought that would be able to get the problem solved unless this defense isn't capable of thinking things through like that and trying to figure out their own responsibilities, that they don't trust them in order to do something like that. But to me, that seemed like an easy solution versus just watching one guy dismantle your defense by himself.
Yeah, there's the one picture of Justin Jefferson all alone. I mean, if you're going to do zone, it has to be better than that was. So, like, when you say, yeah, do you want to switch the defense? Yes. Give Jair Alexander some run on Justin Jefferson. It's not like Adam Thielen was killing him. It's not like the tight ends were killing him. They actually, you know, in the last couple times they lost to the Vikings, I'd have to go back and look, but just from watching those games, it seemed like Dalvin Cook was the one that was the killer, and that wasn't the case in this game. So, yeah, I mean, obviously, hopefully they adjust to that. I do think the secondary is pretty talented, but again, it comes down, it was just a poor performance on pretty much every level. The special teams, I don't think, were the you know, disaster that they were at some times last year. So I guess that's a plus.
Yeah, that's a plus. That's something to go on going forward. So for you, what do you want to see from the Packers this week to convince you that everything's going to be okay when they take on the Bears Sunday night?
I mean, just a quick start, which they normally get off to in Sunday night football, a good first possession offensively. You know, I still wonder in my head it's a what if, and we play that game all the time. What if Watson catches that ball
right,
and scores?
Yep.
You know what? Maybe this week, if they take the ball down, score on the opening drive, go from there, get Aaron Jones involved, and those receivers grow up. I'm not, you know, it's one game. So I think Christian Watson, Romeo Doubs, young guys. It was good to have Robert Tonyan back. I wonder if he won't be more involved, especially early, to get, you know, have a matchup against those linebackers and get Green Bay going on and go from, like, middle of the field out and go from there.
And the other thing is getting those offensive linemen back in there. I mean, Bakhtiari and Jenkins, you start hearing Rodgers talking about that they were blocking plays wrong, completely wrong, allowing guys to roam free when they shouldn't be. That also is concerning when you have an offensive line that doesn't know what they're supposed to be doing. And getting two really premier offensive linemen back at some point, now whether it'll be against the Bears or in the next week or two, that I think would be a huge addition, not only from a pass blocking situation, but probably from a run blocking situation as well.
Yeah, for sure. And I mean, that way, the other thing to look for Sunday too is tire of it, like the Aaron Rodgers body language thing. Well, yeah, of course he's mad when a guy drops a pass, and of course he's frustrated because they didn't score at the goal line. So I think the camera, and that's part of the territory of being one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time, that the camera's going to be on you at all time, looking for that next meme. Because
right,
that's the world we live in.
Yep.
But I think a good start would eliminate that. And then they're focusing on other things. So I like the quarterback matchup. I think the Bears are going to be an improved team. But they also beat San Francisco in like a rainstorm where I don't know if football should be played when it's that bad.
Well, not to mention the fact you had like 2 or 3 inches of water on the actual surface itself that they were trying to squeegee you off before the game even started. I mean, that field was in horrendous shape. Now, that's nothing unusual down in Chicago, and that's part of the reason the Bears want to get out of there, but still crazy. Follow him on Twitter at BillBender92. Of course, national writer for the Sporting News. Bill, thanks so much for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Hey, anytime. Thanks for having me on.
Bill Bender of the Sporting News joins us at 55 past the hour. Of course, that's sponsored by Young Express. If you're looking for a new gig or a new career, check them out today at youngexpress.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.